WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. ABC News Now, I'm Andy Field. State police in Maine say at least 10 people have died, dozens others injured after a mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Residents told to shelter in place. He's now House Speaker Mike Johnson.
He is a grassroots conservative, and the Republican Party, the House of Representatives, and the American people are better off for having him ascend to the position of leadership.
Louisiana Republican elected today. All Republicans, including Virginia's Bob Good, voting for him. Hours later, members passing a resolution supporting Israel's right to defend itself and condemning Hamas.
The other thing is that, as you know, and I say it again.
Former President Trump fined again by the judge in his New York civil fraud trial for violating a gag order. What's now Tropical Storm Otis was the strongest hurricane to hit Mexico's Pacific coast, slamming ashore in Acapulco, Category 5. President Biden hosting a state dinner tonight for Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. This is ABC News. U.S. Postal Service is addressing postal crime.
The crackdown on criminals attacking postal workers and stealing mail is from the U.S. Postal Service. Law enforcement making more than 600 arrests since May after some 500 letter carriers were attacked and robbed last year, targeted for their universal keys that open those blue mailboxes on street corners across the country. Recognizing the problem, the Postal Service has started replacing those outdated keys and upgrading mailboxes with higher security features. Another measure, zeroing in on counterfeit change of address transactions. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Washington, D.C. prosecutors charging Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman with a count of falsely pulling a fire alarm. Capitol surveillance video showed Bowman pulling an alarm in the Capitol office building on September 30th as the House voted to keep the government funded. Source with the D.C. Attorney General's office telling ABC News under a plea agreement, Bowman will pay a fine and get 3 months probation. Andy Field, ABC News.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Groody's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week, I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
This is Pat Slattery of Slattery's Automotive Services.
Nate Wiggehout, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media. News.
The Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elgton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football, it's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. Just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview. The Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
DeSantis is not going out of his way to let his own constituents know about it.
Doesn't appear to be so.
Well, that's what being a climate denier is all about. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report.
Are you tired of think